Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was busy forgetting about my time. Praise God. But I give God the glory. Amen. All the honor and all the praise for what he's doing and what he's about to do. Praise God. So many of us have been caught up in various things. Amen. And need an answer from the Lord. And my thought is, you shall have whatever you say. Amen. Praise God. So I don't want to delay any longer. I want you to listen to this a little bit, and then we'll get into the message. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just give him glory. Amen. Father, we ask you to add a blessing to the word and the message that I'm going to give to the body of Christ today, knowing that, God, you are the author and finished by faith. Amen. Praise God. And this is a faith walk. Amen. Praise God. And I want to open up, amen, a revelation of the word. Amen. Praise God, in order for us to stand. We can overcome. We can be successful, and we can destroy the works of the devil. So I just praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him today. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Keep my name on.
Remember to pray for me.
Continue to pray for me.
Cause I might be going through.
That I might go in peace.
And I might not know what to do.
Continue to keep me listening.
For the effectual, fervent prayer.
That I might go in peace. My faith. Keep my faith.
Something, amen. But God, amen, praise God, can do everything with faith. And I trust him with my life, amen. I trust him, amen, because the word stands sure. Amen, praise God. I want to tell you, saints, you can have whatever you say. Amen, praise God. In Mark 11, 19 through 26, amen, and the Bible literally say, and when Eve was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. Amen. If you remember, amen, in early passages, amen, one of the things that he did, he passed by a fig tree, and he was hungry. This is Jesus I'm talking about. Amen. And he wanted to eat, praise God. So when he seen the fig tree did not produce any fruit, amen, he cursed it. Amen, praise God. And when they were on their way back, amen, they passed by it and they seen that the fig tree had dried up all the way, amen, from the root. Amen, praise God. It had no more life in it, amen. Praise God. And so Jesus, in this essence, amen, was showing his power through the doctrine that he brought down, amen, to the earth realm from Father God. Remember, we are a kingdom children, amen, and we live by the kingdom principles of God, not by the worldly system anymore. So Jesus had the authority to curse and to bless, amen. And the Bible said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, amen. And then we have the power to forgive man, and we also have the power to curse and to bless, amen, praise God. But being kingdom children, amen, concerning humans, we do not go around and curse humans, amen, praise God. David was an example of how he did not put his hand on Saul, and he could have did a lot of things to Saul, but he wouldn't do it. Amen, praise God. So we don't fight against our sisters and brothers. But this was an example of how we should live today. When things are in our way, when problems are so bad, and we have gotten down to our last whatever, amen, praise God, God is going to always be the one to step in, amen, supernaturally so, and begin to work on your behalf. He's a God, amen, of the supernatural. He's a God that's more than enough, amen, he can produce. But we as the body of Christ are lacking because we don't work it, amen. We don't work what the Bible said. We don't work what the truth said, amen. We got many voices talking to our hearts, amen, telling us, amen, praise God, what we should do and how we should do it. Amen, praise God. And it's not logical because we use the worldly system to try to resolve the issues that are in our life, and you can't do it. Up above us is demonic oppression. Up above demonic oppression is God. And so God is looking down upon the demonic oppression that's hitting us every day, and he's seeing, yeah, that's a demon doing that. That's going on, amen. And so God want to go in and make a change. Well, amen, in order for him to make a change, we're going to have to believe Jesus already knew by the words that he spoke that he had power to change the atmosphere, to change, amen, what was going on, amen. So he literally, amen, spoke to the issue. The fig tree was a problem. It didn't produce, it had no value to it, so he literally spoke to it, amen, praise God, and it dried up by the words, amen. And then Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, amen, and shall not doubt in his heart. That's where your problem has been, saints. Amen, praise God. That's where my problem has been. Amen, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, shall, he literally shall have whatsoever he said. He said, now if you believe and don't doubt in your heart, those things which you have said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. You can have today whatsoever you say, amen, by faith, amen, and not doubting in your heart. You can have it today. You can make a change in your life. I decided I would make a change in my life because, amen, ain't nobody going to help me but God. Friends going to fail you. They're going to get tired. Amen. Praise God. If you're going through and you want them to help you, but if they're going through, amen, praise God, and you help them, you might not ever get tired. But friends are that way. They'll tell you, I won't see the thing and I won't do this here. But yet and still at the same time, they'll offload on you, but you can't offload on them. So Jesus, amen, showed them this example how we can overcome, amen, and beat the things that's been trying to beat us and destroy us. We can have whatsoever we say. And then he said, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you should have them. We, as the body of Christ, got to pray. Jesus made an example, amen, amen, and he showed us those examples on how we should live this life. He didn't just come to save us, but he showed us that man ought to always pray. We don't pray until we get a problem. We don't pray until we want God to fix something, but we should always pray before that happens. And I make a point of praying to the Lord daily. I make a point of making my whole life a prayer life. I'm not out there running with the saints and hooking up and trying to do everything, but I'm with the saints for prayer, worship, praise, and talking about Jesus, and that's it. The worldly people, amen, I go and witness to them, but I don't hang out with them because if they're not converted, then they're going to have that same heart, amen, that old stony heart, and Jeremiah speaks about it. So our heart is the worker that walks with faith, who works for us, amen, in order to bring to pass what we say. Amen. God wants us to speak what we say. And when you stand praying, forgive. Not only do we pray, but we forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you, amen, your trespasses, amen, praise God. So we need to clean up our heart, clean up our act, amen, praise God, and forgive those, amen, because they are not where we are, where we're supposed to be, in order to call the thing forth. And whatever we have, amen, what we have, amen, praise God, whatever we desire, we'll have it, amen, if we believe in God by faith. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Now, in the process of receiving from God, we can't hold against those that did not do right by us, those that were merciless, those that did not care about us and seen us in a dilemma and would not pull us out of the ditch. You got to forgive them because they know now what they do. And I told God, I see things going on, and I say, God, I said, that's the devil behind those things. So I'm not bringing thought to any humans. And so I'll instantly say, well, okay, I forgive you. You can have whatsoever you say. It's time for us to learn how to, amen, tap into God and begin to do the things that God has purposed in our life. Because once we start, amen, doing those things, speaking out that word, saying it, amen, then God will move upon it. Because you need this, amen, this supernatural blessing from God. You're not going to get anything from man, so you got to walk, amen, the way God wants you to walk, amen, and have that heart, amen. The heart is the one that's going to, amen, help you through this process of receiving the things that God wants you to have, amen. So we know that, amen, God is working things out on your behalf. Yes, and you have to understand that at every point in your life, God, amen, is there, and you're going to have to trust God. Amen. Come hell, like the old folks say, a high water, you're going to have to trust God and take him at his words. The scribes and the Pharisees were upset at Jesus because of his doctrine, his belief. Amen. Jesus believed that he could turn the water into wine, his first miracle, and guess what? He did it. by his belief. So he spoke it out of his mouth. Amen. Praise God. He told the people, say, go fill up those pots. Amen. Praise God. Those big old jars. Amen. Praise God. And then he spoke it. Amen. He spoke what the Father gave him to speak. Because he literally said the word. He said, I can only do what I see my Father do, and I can only say what I hear my Father tell me. So God wants us to start speaking to situations that are dead in our life, because when we are born again, we are new creatures. Amen. Praise God. We have a new mindset. The mind is renewed. Amen. Everything around us should be now, amen, supernatural, because we are spirit being. Amen. And because we are spirit being, we worship God in spirit and in truth, and we also believe, amen, God, amen, and take him at his word. If God told us we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, we should honor that. We should believe it, and we should walk in it. I get up in the morning. I'm not a man, so I say I am, praise God, a queen for God, amen, Jehovah Jireh, Adonai Elohim, and I walk around, amen, in kingdom principles, because I'm establishing, amen, God's kingdom through what I believe in the earth realm that will function and operate, amen, for the benefit of myself and my children and mankind, amen. So the Pharisees and the scribes, praise God, they wanted him who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Father of the Mosaic laws. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Those laws were written for the carnal, amen, lifestyle. So those laws literally could not benefit them, because as soon as God, amen, gave the laws, those people, what they did, they would hear it, amen, go to the congregation, amen, get before a Moses, and Moses would read those laws, and as soon as he read them, amen, praise God, the people said, yeah, and amen, and as soon as they left his presence, they would go back and sin again because of the heart. The heart needed to be changed. Jesus came to save us, but also to change our way of thinking. We got stinking thinking sometimes. We would have to be renewed in the mind. Our heart needed to be changed, to be fixed, amen, from the carnal way. According to the Bible, amen, the heart is the center, amen, not only of the spiritual activities, but also the operation of the human life. Amen, the heart and the soul, amen, people say, amen, it's the same, praise God. The mind, praise God, they say the heart is the mind, praise God. They say the heart is the soul. The heart, amen, and the mind are the same, amen, but it houses, amen, the soul, amen, praise God, amen. Now, I'll put it like this here. The soulish realm of us, amen, praise God, amen, is controlled by, amen, praise God, us to say, amen, our heart, amen, is controlled by, amen, everything that is around us, the seat of our emotions, amen, our thoughts, our mind, which we say is the heart, amen. All of that, amen, the will, the desires, the intellect, the reasoning, and the logic, all of that is in one portion of the part of our, amen, body that makes up, amen. Like I told you, we have three parts, the body, soul, and the spirit, amen. But the heart is desperately wicked. Our heart will control the level of thinking in our lives, amen. And whatever we will succeed, amen, is going to come because of the way the heart has been set by Jesus Christ, amen, and the renewing of it, praise God, the renewing of our mind. Amen. Jesus had gave us the greatest commandment and showed us how to the heart should literally be used in Mark 12:30-31. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, amen, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And this is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself, and there is no other commandment, amen, praise God, greater than these, praise God. So the heart got to be changed, amen, and we got to first learn how to love God. Amen. Praise God. And so in this essence, Jesus saying the soul, the heart, and the mind. Praise God. But writers and everybody say, amen, that that's all in one identity. Amen. The heart, the soul, and the mind are all in one identity. So with that, we have to have a heart change, amen, praise God, a renewed mind in order to accomplish whatsoever we desire in life. We need to start speaking to these mountains because these mountains are getting bigger than us, amen, praise God, and if we don't hurry up and tear them down, they're going to, amen, destroy us. The heart can change the whole course of our life. It can cause us to be literally delayed in the things that God has purposed for us because we, amen, walk in doubt. Amen. We walk in, amen, unbelief in essence. And doubt and unbelief is the same thing. But we walk in that to the point that, amen, we allow the heart to rebel against God because it's wicked, it's deceitful, it's cunning, and it's rebellious. Whatever God tell you, amen, praise God, we should not oppose God. Amen, his will. If he tells us we can speak to that fig tree and dried up, we should do it. Amen, praise God. Why? Because along with the heart, Satan talks to us, influencing us to make the wrong decision. Every decision you make has got to be up to God. Jeremiah 17:9-10 said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try to raise, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Now, his ways, amen, praise God, what God is saying, amen. If your ways please God, amen, you can ask anything, and he's going to literally do it, amen, because he knows that, amen, your heart is pure. Amen. So we as the body of Christ need to understand the things that we are asking for God, he'll do it, amen, for us according to the fruits of our doings. Amen, praise God. So we got to step out there, walk out on faith, amen. Don't doubt God, amen. Whatsoever we ask, God will do it. God will give us, amen, anything that we ask according to his will, amen, and according to the purpose on our life. Now, my purpose, amen, and my call on life might be different from yours. Amen. You can have whatsoever, whatever you say. Amen. Praise God. If you believe and don't doubt, the scribes and the Pharisees did not want the will of God to be seen. Amen. Praise God. In the new covenant, amen, that Jesus had made. So, amen, praise God, they wanted that doctrine to stop. They wanted the miracles and the signs and wonders to stop. They even told Jesus about healing on the Sabbath day. Jesus, amen, praise God, amen, was there to do the will of the Father. Amen, and the Sabbath was given to man not to the Sabbath, that they would take and turn around, amen, and they would reverence the Sabbath day more than, amen, they would reverence the will of God. So the heart, amen, was there to cause Jesus, amen, to literally stop doing the things that God had purposed. But Jesus knew their hearts and their thoughts, amen, and he knew that they were wicked. And a lot of times Jesus did not hook up with them, amen, because he knew their mind. But we have to have a renewed mind. Our hearts need to be changed, amen, and fixed from that carnal way, amen. And when we have that renewed mind, we're going to walk out as kingdom children, amen, with kingdom principles, amen, and beliefs, amen, in a governmental system that's spiritually discerned and supernaturally manifested in order for us to produce and have the things that we need in our life. A lot of times we miss out on our blessings because we have that carnal mind, that heart, amen, that's been hardened, that old stony heart, that don't want to believe, and then all these voices that Satan brings before you listen to him instead of listening to God, amen, and to curse that fig tree because it has no value, amen, praise God. To curse Satan, he has no value in your life but to steal, kill, and destroy, amen, and he'll do that, amen, praise God. So we as the body of Christ need to have a renewed mind. Our heart needs to change, and we need to be, amen, just like Jesus. If Jesus thought, amen, the fig tree wasn't good enough to be a part of in this world, he cursed it at the roots, amen, from the top all the way down to the roots, that it would never produce again. We have demons that are all on assignment, amen, that's doing what you call reproduction, amen, because the root has not been destroyed. Every time you turn around, they reproducing the same thing, just in a different format. Amen. But they working hard to try to stop the will of God. Hitting your finances, hitting your marriage, hitting your, amen, divorce, praise God, hitting your children, hitting you with foreclosures, hitting you with everything they can hit you with. Amen. Praise God. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing, but a different strategy. Amen. And that's in order to overthrow the Christ is on the inside of you and have you where you won't believe and you can't receive the things, amen, that you have said. If your heart doubt, amen, you can look for you not to receive it. So your whole heart needs to be changed. Our heart controls the level of thinking in our lives, and whatever we will succeed, amen, it will be up to our hearts, praise God, our ministries and our family. Jesus gave the greatest commandments, and I told you about those, amen, praise God. And now we, as the body of Christ, need to have a renewed mind. Our soul and our heart, praise God, all three of them, amen, are the same, amen, praise God, in essence, praise God. But we have to allow, amen, that heart to be changed, amen, praise God. We can't allow the heart to influence us anymore. If Jesus said it, I believe it. Amen. And if I believe it, I'm going to step out on it and I won't doubt. I can have whatever I say. The heart is deceitful. Amen. And we must understand that heart got to be cleaned up. Amen. Praise God. Jesus came to change the hearts of man. Amen. Praise God. Jeremiah speaks about our heart. Amen. Has to go through a spiritual conversion. Amen. A spiritual change. We cannot operate in the flesh, amen, and the fleshly mind and the carnal mind, amen, and please God. So we have to believe in the spiritual mind transformation in order to make things happen. We got to believe that whatever we say, whatever we declare and decree, it can come to pass. It shall come to pass. And then we got to wait to see the manifestation. Jesus cursed the tree one day and then went back the second day and seen that, amen, that tree, amen, was cursed from the root. Amen. Don't give up when you don't see the manifestation, amen, in the same day. But wait on God, amen, to you can see God's glory being revealed, because everything that's supernatural with God, I always have the glory of God, amen, that's going to come after it, praise God. That anointing will come, it will destroy that yoke, amen, and right after, amen, that anointing destroys the yoke, amen, you can see the glory of God, and you'll know that, amen, it was a supernatural intervention, amen. Jesus had taught them to speak to their situation. You need to speak to your situation. That fig tree need to die out. Amen. Praise God. You need to pray until you see the manifestation of God's glory and the mindset change to whereas, amen, there is no more any hindrance. Amen. The bills are being paid now. Amen. Satan is destroyed. Amen. Your children are no longer using drugs. Peter, amen, wanted to walk on the water. He asked Jesus. Jesus spoke the word, come on out here. Amen. Praise God. Soon as Peter stepped out, amen, his heart began to doubt. And as soon as he doubted, he began to sink. You got to have that faith to believe that God has the power to change the thing, and it's a supernatural thing. Amen. We are children born again, not of the flesh, but of the spirit. So now everything that's manifested for us is going to be a spiritual thing. Amen. It's going to be a supernatural thing because that's what God is operating in. He's operating in the earth realm doing supernatural things, amen, for us on our behalf. Amen. Praise God. If you can believe, amen, you shall receive. Praise God. Jesus spoke to situations, his disciples, amen. They would turn around, amen, and try to do the things that Jesus did and couldn't succeed. He said, oh, you have little faith. Along with that, amen, whatever you have, amen, to offer, amen, praise God, in your belief, with your heart changing, with those things that are supposed to be, you call those things that be not as though they were, then you're going to see, amen, where his faith will kick in and you can have whatever you say. It's time for us to change our whole mindset and begin to walk as kingdom children with kingdom principles and guidelines. We are no longer of this worldly system because we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Now we are going on to do the things that God has purposed to be able to do. Amen, and we will succeed. Amen, you can have whatever you say by your faith and believe and don't doubt. You speak to your mountain, you speak to the fig tree, and watch God move. Amen. God bless.